Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District in Baltimore. Sister Act opens at the Hippodrome in about 2.5 weeks. My guest today is one of the stars of this acclaimed touring production, Melvin Abston. He was also in the Broadway cast of this Tony-nominated musical, and you've seen him on television programs like Raising Hope, Grey's Anatomy, and Weeds. Melvin Abston joins me today on the phone from Appleton, Wisconsin. Welcome.
How do you do, Tom? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell us about your character. I guess you kind of play the bad guy in this show, Curtis Jackson.
Yes, indeed, I do. He is the would-be nightclub owner that has to handle a little situation, and Dolores happens to catch that. That puts her in the need to leave, and that's where the hilarity ensues.
Right, so she ends up entering a convent. I think a lot of folks are familiar with this show from the great movie that Whoopi Goldberg was in. Whoopi Goldberg is actually part of the production team for this touring production, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's been instrumental in getting us going from the Broadway cast. In fact, before we left, she kind of gave us her blessing as we were in rehearsals from New York, came by with some sweets and some very profound words and set us off on our way.
Is there pressure when you're doing a live stage show to sort of imitate or replicate the movie that so many people are familiar with? Does the cast and the production team feel that tension of trying to recreate what folks have already seen on the screen?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that was an indelible movie. You can't throw a rock and not have people start singing, "I love him, I love him," or "I will follow him." So when they know that that's going to be the show that they're seeing, but up on stage, there are certain expectations that are had. And I think halfway throughout the show, people realize that it's going to be slightly different. It's still the same story, but how we tell it is slightly different. For instance, if I may, a little spoiler alert, we set our show in the 1970s, and it's set in Philadelphia versus being in Reno, like the original movie. There's all original music versus some of the soulful Motown tunes that were revamped for the movie. Glenn Slater does the lyrics, and the multi-award winning Alan Menken does the music and such. So if they liked certain shows like Little Shop of Horrors or Beauty and the Beast or even Newsies, they're going to love this music.
The actor Melvin Abston, he plays Curtis Jackson in the national touring production of Sister Act, which is coming to the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore from June 3rd to June 15th. Well, Melvin Abston, thanks so much for your time, and break a leg in the rest of the tour, and we look forward to seeing you in Baltimore.
Thanks so much for having me, and everybody come out and enjoy yourself.
For a link to more information, come to WIPR.org/InTheBromo. Of course, there's always lots going on in the Bromo Arts Tower Entertainment District. A week from Tuesday, Celtic Woman comes to the Hippodrome. A couple of members of that famed Irish ensemble will be my guests on Maryland Morning next Friday. This has been In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District on Baltimore's West Side. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.